Joey Ramone said the inspiration for this song came from a street sign he saw in good old St. Paul while the Ramones were in town for a concert. It makes you wonder, what about that street sign inspired Joey, that word specifically, Cretan? Did it remind him of St. Paulites or Minnesotans? I hope not. Whatever feeds the muse, though, is what's important, and that's what we're absorbed with in our Songs from Scratch series, coming to you on 89.3 The Current. You'll remember that singer-songwriter Adam Levy kicked it off by choosing The Wizard of Oz as the source material for our songwriters, and then he composed some lyrics based on that story, and then we handed those lines, those four lines, to Best Friends Forever, Jeremy Messersmith, and POS, and gave them each 2 weeks to create a song using the lines and the story. Don't worry, it sounds more complicated than it actually is. Sandon Totten has been following Best Friends Forever. Hello, Sandon.
Hey, Chris.
Last time we checked in with the band, they had decided to use, if I remember correctly, the Tin Man character as the focus of their song. So what's happening with them now?
Well, they finished the lyrics, they got the melody and the chords for the song down, and now they've brought it to their drummer, and they're practicing it as a full band. They're going over the song again and again, practicing every detail, trying to get it just right.
Okay.
For a band with such a bright, happy sound, Best Friends Forever's practice space is a little out of character. It's a small concrete room filled with drills and table saws and piles of sawdust.
We're in a workshop, basically. You can see a lot of tools around us.
That's Joe Rand, the drummer for Best Friends Forever. He builds miniature wind turbines here by day. In the evenings, the band sets up shop. Joe says there's something mystifying about the songwriting process. Unlike woodworking, you can't just put in the hours and get a finished product.
Yeah, we can't force it, but we can't just, like, expect it to come without hard work either. I don't know, it's kind of weird.
In the end, they came up with a catchy rock song loosely based on The Wizard of Oz. They took the character of the Tin Man and reimagined him as a sensitive singer-songwriter who bears his feelings on stage, but is emotionally hollow and heartless in person. Bree Smith, the group's guitarist, wrote most of the words for the song. She's happy with it, but she says singing about boys and relationships isn't exactly breaking new ground for the band.
I think that I had been hoping for something different from what we would usually do, but once we thought of this thing that we eventually ended up using involving the Heartless Tin Man, it was kind of like, oh yes, there it is. That's a comfortable territory.
But Jess Siemens, the band's bassist, says sometimes it's okay to do one thing really well.
You know, sometimes people like challenge what we write songs about, that we write songs that are just not expanding anybody's mind about anything. But I really feel that's okay for there to be bands like that and for us to be one of those bands, because we just really like writing love songs, and I think the world needs love songs. I really like love songs.
That's Best Friends Forever practicing their song, and even though they didn't break new ground as a band with this one, they say that writing it helped them get back to the heart of why they make music in the first place. Which, of course, is friendship.
Aww.
Aw, yeah. That's my friend, Nikki Tundell, joining me now. Hey, Nikki.
Hey, Sandon.
And you've been following sensitive singer-songwriter Jeremy Messersmith. How are things going for him?
Okay, well, the last time we checked in with him, he had a melody for his song. He just hadn't figured out the lyrics to accompany it. For Jeremy, the hardest part about songwriting is having something worthwhile to say.
I actually wasn't really able to write anything until I kind of took on the character of the Tin Man.
Jeremy put the finishing touches on his Tin Man tribute about 20 minutes before the deadline was up, and he was a bit nervous to share the work so immediately.
Normally what I would do at this point is I would kind of let it sort of sit for, you know, a few weeks or months, come back to it, and then sort of see maybe what works and what could be improved. But here we go. If I had a heart instead of rusted gears, maybe I could love, feel, and be sincere. But all I am is hollow. I can't move my mouth. I've got a head full of water, but the tears just won't come out. That's really weird. I don't ever just sit down and read out loud lyrics that I've written, and I think it sounds cornier than maybe it sings.
To hear Jeremy tell it, lyrics are pretty lifeless until they're matched up with music.
I guess it's sort of like The Wizard of Oz itself, where you have the first part of the movie is in black and white, and then all of a sudden you add all this just color, and things just sort of have more meaning, and yeah.
From the ends of the earth, right to your own backyard, mouth and mind drink all, but won't fill an empty heart, says the man behind the curtain.
I guess I identified with the Tin Man. He doesn't have a heart he wants to feel. I don't know. A big reason why I write songs isn't just problem solving or anything, something else. It's also about emotional exploration. You know, if repression is kind of what you do naturally, it's sort of a nice way to work through stuff.
But it's more than I can handle. As my chest starts to shake with rust-ridden teardrops, I felt my new heart break.
That's Jeremy Messersmith's song From Scratch. He gets a heart and his heart gets broken.
Okay, Nikki, I gotta ask you something.
Yes, Sandin?
So Best Friends Forever wrote their song also about the Tin Man. Mm-hmm. And in it, they kind of take a stab at singer-songwriters just like Jeremy Messersmith.
Mm-hmm.
Did you break it at all to him? I mean, what's his take on it?
I did, and here's what he had to say.
I'm glad I'm falling into my own stereotypes. That's really great. I would agree with them wholeheartedly on that. Like, no, if you want any sort of meaningful relationship, don't marry a musician. That's horrible.
Or there's always therapy. Chris Roberts, you're joining me now.
Nikki Tendell, hello.
Hello. So you profiled POS.
Yes.
Did he have any strong feelings about the Tin Man character?
I think he finds him to be a charming character. He loved the movie when he was young.
Mm-hmm.
I would refer to POS as a wizard myself,
yeah.
Because during the course of Songs from Scratch, that's the way he acted in his studio. When we last spoke, the music and the chorus were done. A bridge had been mapped out. All he had to do was write the lyrics.
And I wanted to keep it kind of quick and really simple and easy. And that's kind of what it is. It's a very short song and very mood-based more than anything.
POS calls it a walking song. He gave it a strong forward motion, and it sounds like something Jack Kerouac might write if he were a rapper. POS worked out many of the lines while taking a stroll through his neighborhood.
It goes, it's hard to chase with your face to the sun, spun from a whirlwind, trail marked with a yellow brick. No place like a home on your back, packed like tonight's been nice, but I'm moving quick. Press on, head on, sped, pedal for eons. They speak on the trip, you just be on. Dip and let the world roll by. Know your role, so out of control, let the sparks fly.
From the ends of the earth to your own backyard. But they won't fill an empty heart. It's always fair. All roads lead home. In the steps right left to the ends of the
words and phrases from The Wizard of Oz pop up every now and then in the song, but other than that, it has nothing to do with the story.
It's in the steps. Oh, yes, we Midwesting from up, staying up the ditch, hit the shade, for we melt like a wicked witch. Skin spit sweat.
It's about POS's own journey and the fact that where he's going isn't as important as how he gets there.
What I like the most about it, it's one of those things, to me, that you can just kind of turn on and listen to. You don't have to sweat what it's about. You don't have to really think about it. You can just listen. The beat's warm enough, head noddy enough, that you can just kind of enjoy it.
POS started out expecting to write a dense, complicated mess of a rap tune. He ended up with a simple, almost meditative song about walking. But that's okay.
There's a lot of people that are out to write the perfect, most powerful, amazing song every single time they write a song. And I think chasing that is kind of where people end up frustrated.
Sometimes a song has a life of its own, and you just have to go where it takes you.
Okay.
It's hard to chase with your face till the sun spun from a whirlwind trail marked with a yellow brick. No place like a home on your back, pack light like tonight's been nice, but I'm moving quick. Press on, head on, sped, pedal for eons. They speak on the trip, you just be on. Dip and let the world roll by. Know your role, so out of control, let the sparks fly.
From the ends of the earth to your own backyard. But they won't fill an empty heart.
It's always fair.
All roads lead home.
Keep on. It's in the steps right left.
To the ends of the earth to your own backyard.
I'll drink all, but
but they won't fill an empty heart. It's all within our roads lead home. Keep going, it's in the steps.
Oh yes, we Midwesting from up, staying up the ditch. Hit the shade before we melt like a wicked witch. Skin spit sweat, thin kids jets. In the city lives on the hell of fresh. All tests, no check. Head west, head east, head up, breathe. Fed up, get up, leave. Make like a doom tree, follow where the breeze be. Take only what you need, see the sheep lead from the cow.
From the ends of the earth to your own backyard. But they won't fill an empty heart.
It's all within.
All roads lead home.
Keep going, it's in the steps right, left.
To the ends of the earth to your own backyard. But they won't fill an empty heart.
It's all within.
All roads lead home.
Keep going, it's in the steps right, left.